It's the hottest new trend among our nation's teens, but could it be deadly? Hear why the CDC is warning against the use of flavored gun barrels. And technology and the justice system. Could an Alexa be used in court to charge someone with planning a big-time bank heist? A heist so big that the person would never have to work in public radio another day in their life? From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. And if this isn't the most informative part of your day, then my name isn't Leslie H. Price. Stay with us. It seems like more and more people are using them each day, but the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a major warning to consumers today against the potential health risks associated with flavored gun barrels. OPR health correspondent Jenna Resnick has been following this story and joins us now. Hello, Jenna.
Hello, Leslie.
So, Jenna, what prompted the CDC to issue this warning?
Well, federal experts are investigating reports of severe injuries and even deaths that could be connected to sucking on the flavored barrel of a loaded gun several times a day. CDC Representative Michael Griffin talked to the press this morning and had this to say.
So far, at least 33 states have reported 450 cases of flavored firearm users experiencing severe negative health effects that include blowing off half their faces and even succumbing to sudden death.
Griffin also cited the results of a recent study showing a surge in underage use of the guns that are dipped into flavor pods with names like Candy Bang, Smith & Watermelon, Bubble Gun, Pistol Whipped Cream, and Death by Chocolate, which experts say appeal to teens.
Kids are calling it glocking, and the trend is spreading incredibly fast because kids like the taste of the barrels and share their guns with their friends who then go out and get their own to stick in their mouths.
And are the manufacturers who make these flavored guns taking any responsibility?
Well, not exactly. Manufacturers have repeatedly stated that they do not advertise flavored guns towards children, and that as long as you don't pull the trigger, it's all harmless fun. And right now, they're currently fighting the flavored gun bans that some state governments are trying to pass. One person who is supporting the manufacturers is NRA President Carolyn Meadows. Here's what she had to say.
The Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution protects our rights to bear guns that are delicious. Of course, we advocate for responsible flavored gun ownership, and as long as you practice moderation, it's a great way to take the edge off. Plus, you can use them indoors with virtually zero secondhand health effects. Just watch. I love it.
Oh, God, is she okay?
Ms. Meadows should gain most of the movement in her face back after a few surgeries, though she fervently denies that the cause of her recent hospitalization had anything to do with the flavored gun she had in her mouth at the time.
Well, it looks like we'll just have to wait a little longer for the verdict to come back on these flavored gun barrels. Thank you, Jenna.
You bet.
Well, it's never too early to start thinking about the future, and top financial experts recommend that those in the most volatile job market should make it a priority. Analysts are especially encouraging young grifters to start laying the groundwork for their long con before the age of 25. OPR financial reporter Mark Zandi joins me now.
Yeah, hey there, Leslie.
So, Mark, why is it so important for these young hustlers to start working on their big scam early?
Well, even though grifting offers a lot more flexibility than a job in organized racketeering, a con artist never really knows when the next sucker is going to come along. Plain and simple, it takes time to lay the bricks that get you on the path to Easy Street.
I see. So how should young con men and con women be investing?
Well, most advisors strongly urge young scammers to put away 10% of their side hustle earnings while they're still in their early 20s. Yeah, sure, it may not seem glamorous, but burning shoe leather never is. And no one wants to be stuck picking pockets or shaving dice when they're 90. Just listen to some of the gold brickers I spoke with recently.
I had a nice racket going, stealing purses from little old rich ladies in the park. Taking out cash advances on their credit cards, it was easy money. But now I'm 45, and I'm slow, and I got an arrest record that severely limits my earning potential.
Well, I had my long con all planned out and ready to go. Had my fake identity, found my mark, had a long-running badger game, putting a few politicians into some compromising and photographed positions. It was a beaut of a snow job. But now, instead of sipping on Mai Tais in the Cayman Islands like I should be, I'm locked up in this joint because of that no-good, double-crossing broad Ramona.
Now Eddie got a bum rap, but that's why financial analysts also suggest diversifying your portfolio of scams to include modern ventures, such as duping counterfeit cryptocurrency and running Russian ID farms, in addition to wise old owl methods like three-card Monty.
Sounds like there are a lot of good investment options out there for young swindlers. So if a grifter does put the pieces of a long con into place, when should it pay off?
Depends on the scam, Leslie, but if you're smart and responsible with your schemes, not too long. Take Ramona, for example. She used the cash she pinched off of Eddie to get her hooks into a rich old millionaire early.
I just pulled some strings, paid a few bribes, and suddenly I find myself the personal nurse to a 93-year-old oil tycoon. Aw, Howard. Such a sweetie. Well, anyhow, Anywho, one thing led to another, and we got married. It wasn't long after he changed his will that he had a terrible accident. I'll never forgive myself for parking his wheelchair under that crane dangling that pallet of bricks. My tie?
Well, to anyone who's listening in the bilking industry, you might want to start working toward that bigger target sooner than later. OPR's Mark Zandi. Thanks, Mark.
Hey, put her there, pal.
Oh, all right. See ya. Nice guy. Wait, what the? He took my watch. That son of a bitch took my watch. I gotta go after him. Where are my keys? Hey, that's my car, you asshole! Damn it! You're listening to The Topical. We're going to take a short break so I can find someone to drive me home later. But when we're back, we'll talk about, I don't know, the economy or something. Stick with us. Fuck.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
Lots of other news to cover today, but honestly, I'm getting a little tired, so what do you say we just call it after these three? Agreed? Agreed. The Department of Going Into Labor announced today that it's time. The announcement comes on the heels of an overwhelming outcry of oh God, it's coming by the department, and is kicking off a broader initiative by the DOGIL to just breathe and push. Presidential candidate Joe Biden is looking to drum up some additional campaign funding ahead of Super Tuesday. The former VP is selling his own severed hand that was once shaken by President Barack Obama. Anyone interested in purchasing the disembodied right hand can do so at Biden's campaign website. And finally, the animal kingdom bids adieu to an icon today after the greatest genius in cow history was slaughtered and eaten. Named Unit 42259, it'll be remembered for its rudimentary problem-solving abilities and high emotional intelligence, but most of all for the immense sadness it felt when it knew this was its time. Those who ate the incredible cow described their meat dishes as tasting, quote, cocaine. Well, that's it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's program, don't forget to rate and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. It's how I measure my self-worth. And if you happen to be at or around the OPR offices, I could still use a ride home. Let me know. Otherwise, I'm probably just going to sleep here. We'll see you right back here tomorrow either way.